Right now, we're going to head into the studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Jennifer Ritter-Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies, here to talk about the Backyard Series, which will take place. Its monthly presentation will take place tomorrow evening at Vermilionville. It's called Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco Dancing, What It Is and What It Isn't. And I tried to practice your French version of it. It was a real tongue twister.
Yes.
But then you add Cajun and Zydeco Dance, Origins, Evolution, and Future, which you feel kind of really explains it a little bit more,
right?
What it's going to be about.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about the different kinds of dancing that we do down here in South Louisiana and what we consider to be traditional dance steps, what we feel has been brought in and made traditional over the years, and what's just kind of formed out of, you know, spontaneous dance moves on the dance floor and things like that. So it's going to be a very interesting and Corey wanted me to emphasize interactive discussion tomorrow night. So we're really hoping that people will come out and join us and bring their stories. He really wants to hear about people who danced like back in the 70s when people were heading out to Mulots and other major tourism destinations and dancing out there. I mean, even you just a few minutes ago said that people don't dance the same way they did when you were in high school. So.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting, all of those memories that people have of the past decades, you know, how they remember things and when they sensed a change. And so it's, as always, these Backyard Series are a great forum for conversation and discussion and memories and artifacts. And so you really encourage people to come out and share and participate.
Yes, be part of the discussion and let us know your thoughts and your experiences. And especially, and dancing is so fun, you know, people can talk about it forever.
Right. And they've all watched it, even if they don't think they're great dancers. Now, you mentioned Corey, and that's Corey Porsche.
Yes, Corey Porsche.
Tell us just a bit about Corey's experience with dancing.
Well, Corey, he is a folklorist at heart. He is has an insatiable curiosity about his culture and the communities that he's been exposed to here in South Louisiana, the one that he grew up in, and then, you know, in his travels. And about 10 years ago, he started getting invitations to teach dance lessons at different camps and projects and seminars, you know, throughout the U.S. And he recently went to was it Martinique?
Martinique,
Martinique, and conducted some dance lessons there. So throughout his travels, he's learned lots of different things about traditional dance in different areas and learned more about the dance that he considers indigenous to our area here. And so he's going to bring all of those experiences and those insights with him tomorrow night and use them to further the discussion along and bring up points that people may have not really thought about or hadn't thought about in a long time or not from that angle. And then of course, Allison Shakesnyder will be joining him for some dancing demonstrations. So you will be able to get up and dance.
They're gonna have some music going, and you can demonstrate maybe how you used to dance. Or
I'm not sure exactly how the dancing demonstration will take form. I know that he's gonna talk a little bit about, you know, in the past dancing. He's gonna talk about the romanticization of Zydeco dance, and then do a general dance lesson with that. And then also talk about how these dance lessons themselves have helped change and mold traditional dance, as we call it.
Yeah, so. I'm sure that can be quite a discussion.
Right.
Well, and it's also interesting because we do have some great records, you know, with Les Blank's films of dancing in the 60s and very early 70s. And, you know, so there are actual records of how people did dance and move back then. And so it's not just all conjecture and stories.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll be showing a clip from the Lomax video collection that we have in the archives. And you can see in that they're at Mulots, and there are people on the dance floor that are just dancing like they normally danced every Saturday night when they went out to Meat Lots and danced to the band. And then there are people who are clearly playing up to the camera. And you can see other couples on the dance floor shooting them dirty looks like, come on, that's not how you really dance, you know. And or, you know, or and in some
what year was that?
That was in the mid 70s, like 74, I think, when that was filmed. But you can see, you know, the difference there in how it's playing out on the dance floor with people, you know, sticking to their traditional dance moves.
Collision of
and not really appreciating the innovation that's happening spur of the moment for the camera. So,
well, interesting when innovation becomes what people think of as tradition.
Right. And, you know, and we're a living culture, so we have to welcome innovation and accept it and understand that it is a part of what makes the culture so vibrant, because we are we're not static. We're not set in time.
We're not just a museum. We're actually, you're right, a living culture. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies. Every month they have a presentation at Vermilionville. It's a part of the Backyard series. And tomorrow evening at Vermilionville, you can attend the presentation called Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco Dancing, What It Is and What It Isn't. And Corey Porsche will be the presenter, talking about all kinds of traditions and encouraging people to share and join in that conversation. And then he'll be joined by Allison Haymark Schecksnyder, and they've been dance partners for a while, I believe.
And they travel together quite often to conduct these dance lessons, which is interesting. You know, when they travel all over the country teaching people traditional Cajun dancing or traditional Zydeco dancing, or what you know their interpretation of it is, and how that feeds out into, you know, the larger dance community of the world. And how they feel about what traditional Cajun or Zydeco dancing is, as opposed to what we might feel it is down here.
So it sounds like it could be a hopping great discussion. you mentioned some film clips, so that's going to be a, sort of a multimedia presentation with a conversation and film and actual dancing. So it should be really an exciting night. And it's free.
Yes, as always, the Backyard Series is free and open to the public. We welcome everybody to come out. It's kid-friendly. There's food and drink available for purchase, so you can make an evening of it, get your dinner out there, and have some fun, learn some stuff about dancing, learn some new dance moves, or polish up some of your old dance moves.
Right, and again, just have it all in the atmosphere of Vermilionville and those beautiful old buildings, and just a great atmosphere for learning about culture out there. So do they just come in right through the gate? They don't have to pay at the gate. They just go through and say they're going
Well, the park actually is technically closed at that time, so they come in through the event entrance, and then they'll go through the little courtyard area up to the performance center, and where they can sign in and get their meal or drinks, and then get settled and ready for the evening.
Well, and you know, we were discussing here earlier at KRVS just how this is such an interesting time during the summer. There are a lot of people traveling. There are a lot of visitors here, and so if you do have family in from someplace else, this could be a really interesting presentation to take them to.
Oh yeah, we've learned that the summer months are
unpredictable.
Unpredictable, yes, and so we try to do as things that are very interactive, that anybody can, you know, walk off the street into and learn something and get something out of and enjoy. And, you know, you can't go wrong with music and dance. You just can't. It always works. And so we know we'll have a good crowd tomorrow night. Maybe perhaps those people who haven't had the pleasure of a dance lesson with Corey and Allison yet, are those who are regular dancers out at Randall's or Prejean's or Mulot's or some of the other places that have regular dance events, or even including Vermilionville, because they also have their regular dances as well. And we really want to hear from those people and learn from them, like, oh, well, I danced like this until I started dancing every Saturday night and realized that I was dancing the wrong way. I was dancing too slow or too fast or, you know, counterclockwise when I should have been doing it the other way.
Well, lots of opportunities for discussion, and it sounds like all kinds of people could enjoy this presentation and really profit from it to learn more about the culture, which is really the point of the whole series.
Absolutely, and I think Corey's really hoping to learn from the audience members tomorrow night to hear what they have to say, to to find some new pieces of the puzzle.
Right. So if you have any photographs or old film clips, that would be a good thing to bring as
well. Oh, yeah, that would be great. Yeah. And as well, just your memories and your dance moves.
That would be good. Yes. That is tomorrow evening, as Jennifer mentioned. It starts at 6:30, but if you come a little earlier, there is food at Vermilionville as well. So Cajun Creole and Zydeco dancing, what it is and what it isn't, tomorrow night at Vermilionville. And then you've got a really nice program planned for August.
Yes, we're reviving our very first Backyard Series topic, Healing Traditions of South Louisiana. It was so popular. It was a great beginning to the Backyard Series. And since we'll be concluding it this year, we figured we needed to bring it back for one more night before we ended the series. And so in August, we'll be doing Healing Traditions, and we've got a great panel of speakers. We've got Becca Begno and Rebecca Henry, and Dr. Ray Bresser will be joining them as well. So we're looking forward to that. And then in September, we have Louisiana Basketry Traditions. We'll be talking about the different kinds of, like, the pine needle baskets and weaving that is done in different parts of the state. And then in October, in conjunction with Festivals Acadien, we'll be doing storytelling, which will be super fun. And then November is an ensemble showcase with Mark DeWitts and his group of musicians in the UL Lafayette Traditional Music Ensemble. And there'll be kind of like a little showcase for the end of their semester. And that should be really enjoyable. And then we're going to end everything in December with our annual cooking extravaganza. And it'll be a little different. It'll be incorporating beer in with the dishes.
Yeah, makes it even more celebratory as you come to the end of the series.
And so that'll be a bit of a larger event. We'll have more information about that as we get closer to that date.
All right. Well, we'll be having you back for all of those programs. But what's really nice with the Healing Traditions next month, the Healing Garden wasn't at Vermilionville probably when you had that first program.
No, it wasn't. We did have a topic in conjunction that dealt specifically with the plants that were out at the Healing Garden when it opened up. But it will be different because we can, you know, walk out actually to the garden and reference things that are growing and blooming and things like that. And there's also the Healing Garden Guide, the guide for the Healing Garden that has been printed since then. So it'll be much more expansive this time.
Absolutely. So even if you went that very, very first time, this one you won't want to miss.
Yes. And I mean, we had some surprise guests there that I didn't know about it. And so at the end of the evening, there were some people who were actually getting treatment. So It was very exciting.
Could be a reprise of that.
Let's hope so.
That's next month, but you can attend this month's presentation tomorrow night, 6:30 at Vermilionville. It's free and open to everyone. And as always, if you need more information about the Center for Louisiana Study or the series, you can stop by website or Facebook.
Yep, we always welcome people to come up to our offices. We're on the third floor of Dupre Library here at UL. And you can find us on the web at cls.louisiana.edu or on Facebook. The Center for Louisiana Studies has a page, as well as the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism. And you can always give us a call if you have more information or things you'd like to share with us about this topic or any of the other topics that we've covered in the Backyard Series. Or if you have collections that you'd like to donate to the archives, we welcome all sorts of donations and acquisitions. And our number is 337-482-1320.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for this series. And I know it'll be especially important to attend these last programs that you have this year. And you are putting them on video, and they will all be archived on your website.
They'll be available online. And we're also making them available to Acadiana Open Channel so that they can fit it in with their regular programming.
Okay. Lots of ways to continue to profit from this series. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, Judith. We'll be right back.
prévenu, t'en as un cas des pleins. Mais dans la tête, c'est leur chef en tête qui va s'asseoir dessus, Chico. Célébrer leur liberté, ils ont tout des tomahawks pour honorer leur chef en tête. On connaît que les chauvages ont un gros mérite dans la mairie.
KRVS Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tomorrow evening, the Center for Louisiana Studies at UL Lafayette continues its The Backyard series at Vermilionville. The topic tomorrow is Cajun, Creole, and Zydeco dancing, what it is and what it isn't, its origins, evolution, and future. Corey Porsche will be presenting, and he'll be joined by Allison Haymark Schecksnyder for some dance demonstrations. All are invited. It's a free program at the Vermilionville Performance Center. And if you're interested in learning Cajun music, there will be some courses being offered at LSUE in Eunice for the fall semester. Cajun fiddle will be taught. Henry Hampel will be teaching at LSUE. Begins on Tuesday, September 3rd and runs through the semester. He'll also be teaching intermediate Cajun fiddle as well. If you're interested, you can contact LSUE. And here at UL Lafayette, Dr. Mark DeWitt, who's a professor of music here at UL, will teach a course on the history of Cajun and Zydeco musician, Zydeco music in South Louisiana. It's an online course. You don't have to be a current student. For more information, you can go to universitycollege.louisiana.edu and find out how to sign up for Music 360, which is an online course in the history of Cajun and Zydeco music that will be taught by Dr. Mark DeWitt. The League of Women Voters of Lafayette will host a regional conversation on health care at the AOC Media Center this Thursday, July 11th at 6 p.m. It's sponsored by the League of Women Voters, and they are a nonpartisan group that helps to get information out. The panelists will include Stephen Ortego, Nell Hahn, Moriba Karamoka, and others. Again, that will be this Thursday, 6 o'clock at AOC. Continuing at Cité des Arts, the play Tuna Does Vegas by Justin Williams, Joe Sears, and Ed Howard will be performed by Shane Gilbo and Kyle Bork of SAS Productions. That will be this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at Cité des Arts. There's also a Sunday matinee. For ticket information, contact Cité or go to their website. This Saturday, July 13th, the Bag Mat Ministry will be continuing to give workshops in how to make sleeping mats for the homeless from recycled plastic shopping bags. They have recently sent off quite a big shipment. They've been sending them to various places. A great way to use up the bags and learn a new skill. You can do it individually or as part of a service group, whether it is another church group or sorority or whatever kind of service group you have. You can attend the workshop this Saturday, July 13th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stay an hour or the entire day. That's at Grace Presbyterian on Roselawn Boulevard in Lafayette this Saturday. Also this Saturday, the Louisiana State Arboretum will host Insect Day at the Arboretum from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. at night. You can bug out with some top entomologists and insect enthusiasts in the state. There will be lots of presentation tables and insect specimens and various people from the insect organizations throughout the state, including the Louisiana State Arthropod Museum, the Beetle Experience Hike, the Forensic Entomologist at SLU. So lots of events going on this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. So there are going to be light stations to see various nighttime creatures, and experts will be on hand to help you identify those. The Arboretum is in Chico State Park, which is in Ville Platte, Louisiana. Admission to Insect Day is free. For more information, you can contact the State Arboretum at Chico. In Lake Charles, the Lake Charles Symphony presents Rocket at Summer Pops, the music of Elton John. That will be this Saturday, the 13th. The concert begins at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30 at the Lake Charles Civic Center Coliseum. That is this Saturday. The Trial of Goldilocks will be performed by the Eunice Players Theater Children's Group. The Trial of Goldilocks will open on July 17th at the Eunice Players Theater. It will run for a week. For more information, you can contact the Eunice Players. And in Lake Charles, Tooten Park announces the first community gardening educational program that will begin on Thursday, July 18th at the Tooten Park Education Building. For more information, you can contact Tooten Park. And the guest speaker will be Kurt Unkel, and the topic will be how to garden with less cost, less weeds, and less labor. The Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association, in partnership with Vermilionville's Living History Museum, invites the community to join in a free series beginning on Saturday, July 20th, called Healing Traditions in Acadiana. Alan Seymour will be talking about the ancient healing techniques of traiteurs and the use of plants in those endeavors. For more information about that program, you can contact Vermilionville, but it does begin Saturday, July 20th. At Vermilionville. And for more information about programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, or our Facebook page, which is KRVS Public Media. At our website, you can find out information about programs. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in, and you can either listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. And of course, you can support KRVS at our website as well. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock on Mondays, we begin our evening of opera with World of Opera. That goes until 11, at which time you can hear Japan Jukebox. At midnight, it's Sound Club. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Terminal Addiction with Richard LeBlanc. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.
Hey, this is Dallas Green from City in Color, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen Boy and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Tuesday at noon on KRVS.
This is Cody Hills. Join Danny and I for Japan Jukebox every Monday night at 11. We will showcase an hour of Japanese music from past to present, including a variety of artists from the indie rock scene of Japan to the most popular bands in the nation. Come along with us on a weekly journey to the land of the rising sun, Monday night at 11, here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.
The airplane was allowed to get that slow is something that the investigators are going to have to sort out.
Investigators continue to probe why Asiana Flight 214 crashed in San Francisco.
From Monday, July 8th, it's All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert.